KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 79. Isolated showers tonight with a low of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. One of the informational booths to be featured as part of next Monday's Youth Mental Health Symposium will be staffed by Atlantic Parks and Rec Department personnel. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said the symposium will be held from 5 until 7:45 p.m. on October 25th at the Atlantic High School.
Our main focus is going to be obviously on outdoor recreation and just trying to promote the impacts that outdoor recreation can have on mental health, and then also try and then push things that people can take advantage of through the Parks and Rec Department to utilize that, especially with the winter months coming up. Obviously, people don't like to be outside, but there's still things that we offer to allow people to get out and about, you know, through trails and cross-country skis and sledding and just, you know, anything like that.
All middle school and high school students, parents, and community members in Cass County are invited to attend the symposium. The event is free and includes a meal sponsored by area businesses, door prizes, and free child care. Motivational speaker Joe Beckman will talk about the importance of human connection at a time when loneliness is at an all-time high. And a series of short presentations will be given on issues affecting students today, including anxiety, healthy relationships, and mental health awareness. Organizations from Cass County and across the state will be at the event, providing resources to students, parents, and community members. No registration is required, but those needing child care are asked to make their reservations as soon as possible to Sarah Rose. And you can see her email address or telephone number in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And to slow the spread of COVID-19, officials are encouraging masks to be worn, and they will be available at the door. For information on community wellness events or resources, you can also follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook at Healthy Cass County. There have been lots of local events and news recently about mental health in the county, as part because the mental health was identified as top health need in 2021 Cass County Community Health Needs Assessment this past spring. If you're curious about how you can make a difference, on Monday there'll be two opportunities for area businesses and individuals to learn how to make it okay at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The sessions are free to attend and open to all people in Cass County. The schedule includes from noon until 1, a lunch will be served. You must make your reservations by October 21st. And then from 2 until 3 p.m. on Monday, refreshments will be served, and there's no reservation required for that. The Make It Okay campaign by the Healthiest State Initiative is designed to reduce the stigma by starting conversations and increasing understanding about mental health. The Healthiest State Initiative is a statewide nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to improving the health and wellness of Iowans. Jamie Haberl, executive director of the Healthiest State Initiative, says stigma prevents people from getting the help they need and the support they need. Haberl will be leading the presentations in Cass County. You can visit makeitok.org/Iowa to learn more. Both sessions will include the same information and will touch on the important role workplaces play in relation to mental health. According to the Healthiest State Initiative, mental health issues are costly for employers, while work can contribute to mental health well-being, and also work can also be negatively affected by mental wellness. The Atlantic Lions Club and Cass County Iowa State University Extension are sponsoring lunch. A-Town Smoke Shack and Miss Nini's Fine Desserts for attendees of the noon session. Attendees must RSVP by Thursday to receive a lunch. To do so, you can contact Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870 or call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. Read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A Kimbleton native volunteered at a local food bank to give back to the community during Columbia Navy Week, October 18th through the 24th. Lieutenant J.G. Taylor Peterson is a 2010 Atlantic High School graduate, and today Peterson serves aboard the USS James E. Williams. Williams is the namesake of Chief Petty Officer James Elliott Williams, one of the Navy's most highly decorated enlisted sailors. Through his 20 years of service, Williams earned 18 awards, including the Medal of Honor and Purple Heart, with 2 gold stars. And he was born in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Peterson said, "We have an awesome namesake for our ship. James E. Williams was a hero, and it's an honor to represent this command." The Harvest Hope Food Bank's mission is to eliminate hunger and food insecurity for residents of South Carolina. 13 sailors, including Peterson, volunteered during the event, which resulted in 434 boxes being packed with non-perishable food items such as pasta, green beans, and crackers. Those boxes will feed 434 families in need. And Columbia Navy Week will have approximately 75 events designed to bring Americans closer to their Navy. Serving in the Navy means putting the country first and yourself last, according to Peterson. And finally in the news, officials of the Creston Police Department reportedly arrested around 5:30 p.m. Monday a 41-year-old Chad Michael Maston. The Creston man was arrested at the Moonlight Motel on two outside agency warrants. Maston was being held in the Union County Jail on a $25,000 cash or surety bond. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.